Hip hop has seen Kanye appearing to be struggling with his mental health. We have all witnessed what could only be explained as Kanye's public breakdowns many times. As the years have gone by, these breakdowns have only gotten stranger and stranger. While to many, it doesn't make sense why an ultra-successful, ultra-rich artist seems to have all these problems. But if you know Hollywood, you would know that what happened to Kanye seems to be happening to many other celebrities too. Artists like Britney Spears or actors like Amanda Bynes, who seem to deteriorate publicly for the world to see. But why does this keep on happening to so many celebrities? Is it just the pressure of Hollywood? Or is it something much more sinister? Well, according to Kanye himself, there is something sinister being done to these celebrities. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Kanye West confirming the Elite had him under MKUltra. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I just released a new Patreon exclusive about the German dictator from World War II and his connections to the occult and the secret war against masonry. If you're one of my Patreon members, please make sure you check this video out after this one. If you're not a member, you should consider joining. It's only $3 a month and you'll get access to this video and over 30 other exclusive videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. You can become a Patreon member by hitting the link in the description or in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. In Hollywood, from time to time, we see celebrities going through unexplained breakdowns. An infamous celebrity breakdown was what happened to Britney Spears. Britney in the early 2000s was a massive pop star who had the music industry on lock. Hollywood just couldn't get enough of her until they destroyed her. Out of nowhere, Britney's entire life changed as she went from a pop sensation everyone loved to a circus clown everyone pointed and laughed at. Paparazzi followed her around, taking pictures of her looking unpleasant. The media was turning on her, and it led to her very public self-destruction. Shaving all of her hair off while being photographed, plus being caught in many controversial situations. For years, Hollywood blamed it on Britney having substance issues. The only problem is, Hollywood didn't tell the world they were the ones behind their substance problem. After years of fans wondering what caused Britney to have such a public breakdown, the world finally learned the truth. Britney was in a terrible situation with her label, who had taken control of not only her career, but her entire life. Her record label forced Britney to get into a conservatorship with her dad, giving her father full control of her life. They then forced Britney to take substances that sedated her and made her easier to control. They didn't let Britney make any of her own choices, not even allowing her to get pregnant when she wanted. She was turned into a literal puppet whose brain was being fried in order to control her. This happened to Britney because she was becoming difficult to deal with for her industry handlers. So they found a way to completely take over her. They did this by putting her under MKUltra. I have spoken about Project MKUltra many times on this channel. I know there's a lot of new subscribers, but I don't want to break MKUltra all the way down again for this video. All you need to know is that in the 50s and 60s, the CIA was conducting secret mind control experiments on American civilians. They did this by dosing people with several psychedelic substances and using other methods to break a person's mind. Once they break the person's mind, they then attempt to rebuild it with a purpose they instill in it, essentially reprogramming a person. This operation was eventually discovered by the public, forcing the CIA to clean up their operation, eventually claiming to shut it down. The thing is, it was rumored MKUltra never really shut down. It just became even more hidden. Now, MKUltra was first introduced to Hollywood through Disney, as the CIA used Disney to create propaganda films using MKUltra techniques that would program people to align with their agenda. Since then, Hollywood has not only been using these techniques with their shows, but on their celebrities as well. Britney Spears is an obvious example of this. As she admitted herself, they forced her on medication that controlled their mood for years so she can be the perfect little puppet for Hollywood. After years of taking those substances, her mind started to slowly deteriorate, which led to those public breakdowns, where she was acting unhinged and unnormal. What they did to Britney was exactly what they were working on with their MKUltra project. It seems like she was an obvious victim of MKUltra in Hollywood, just like Kanye West. Just like Britney Spears, Kanye West is one of those celebrities who has suffered many breakdowns in front of the fans. Many have asked why Kanye acts so erratically. One moment he's good, and in the next, he's in survival mode. His last public breakdown almost cost him his entire career, but he managed to make an unexpected comeback. With Kanye, it's pretty clear what's wrong with him. He is not in complete control of himself. Just like Britney, Hollywood took a hold of him and have permanently damaged him. A man with as much power and influence as Kanye cannot be a free man. The elite who truly run our world and pay these rappers see that as a massive liability. Celebrities like Kanye have access to so many people and can encourage them to do whatever they feel. So those running the industry make sure they're the ones truly in control of these celebrities. How do they do that? Well, just how the CIA showed them. Using MKUltra techniques to wipe a mind and reprogram it. They do this by getting these celebrities hooked on substances and assigning them handlers who tell them exactly what to do and how to do it. This is why so many celebrities suffer from substance issues. They were forced into this by Hollywood. Kanye West has admitted this to us himself. Sometime back, during the time Kanye was beefing with Adidas and exposing everyone, he revealed that he was beefing with his former personal trainer, Harley Pasternak. Kanye went and called them out publicly for attempting to force him to use substances that would keep him under control. Kanye posted this text message online from Harley that read, "I'm going to help you a couple of ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words, and everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that a dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play day with the kids just won't be the same." This was an alarming text message. Here we have Kanye's personal trainer of all people threatening to institutionalize him and sedate him if he doesn't do what he says. One of the most important things he said in the text message was that he was going to institutionalize Kanye again, admitting that he already had previously done this to him. This was big, as why would a trainer even have so much power over Kanye to have the ability to have him institutionalized? That just didn't make sense to me. When this first happened, I covered it, and I explained how this was obvious proof of MKUltra in Hollywood. Here we see a Hollywood trainer threatening to sedate and control Kanye by giving him medications if he doesn't do what he's told. This left me with so many questions about this guy. Questions that Kanye gave me the answers to in this interview. In this interview, Kanye confirms my thoughts exactly. Harley wasn't no trainer. That was his front. What he really was a Hollywood handler put in place to control these artists. Kanye admitted this himself, confirming that Harley was working for some kind of MKUltra program.
What happened to me, and they took it too far. It was like American History X. Like, my head was on the side of the curve, and the exact people that I called out kicked my head. We found out that my trainer was a MKUltra. Canadian.
He worked in the defense research and development in the Canadian military, actually working on PSYOPs.
Who's this
in the
guy?
Canadian military. This is Harley Pasternak.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, they tried to medicate me. I was exhausted. They wrongly diagnosed me. And they when I asked them, how much lithium did you want to put me on exactly? It took them 4 days to answer because they were embarrassed about the amount, right? And I refused to take this, right? You understand that if I had taken the medication, I would not be here, and it would have been, he was deeply troubled. We miss him. We love his music, though.
Well, they would have Britney Spears too. I mean, look.
They would have Michael Jackson.
Or worse, yeah.
So look what they did to Britney. When she went in, she was tired, she was exhausted, she was in a bad way. But 10 years of that medication wrecked her brain. You can see it now. Yeah. You can see there's not much of her left.
As you heard for yourself, Kanye fully exposed Harley as a CIA MKUltra operative. He was obviously put in Hollywood as an MKUltra handler to control these artists. Kanye also claimed that Hollywood doctors purposely misdiagnosed him to put him on substances that made him easier to control, admitting it was all MKUltra. We no longer have to speculate what happened to Kanye. It's confirmed. He was under MKUltra. This is interesting because in another one of Kanye's rants, he speaks about Harley being behind the passing of Aaron Carter, claiming that he also had him under MKUltra.
Tell you, anybody ever talked to my redhead, y'all put me in the hospital. Chinese water torture. Oh, yeah. Million questions. Everybody around me telling me I can't wear it. You can't tell me the color of my hat. Y'all can't tell me. No, none of y'all is here with no Instagram, nobody living, nobody at, and I don't hear from none of these Jewish about, oh, he's in an episode. Harley Pasternak, follow me. hotel. The nigga killed Aaron Carter, and now they acting like they won't kill a Backstreet Boy sample. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Harley Pasternak pusher. Yeah. Your trainer. Yeah. Harley Pasternak, Jay-Z. You get what I'm saying?
In order to protect myself from being the silence breaker for my brother, Wiz, and now they're after my life. My whole family is after my life, and they're setting me up. And Sony Records owes me $3.5 million, and they don't want to pay me, and it would be in their better interest, just like Michael told me, and Brad Paisley, who sued Sony Records for $10 million. They owe me money, and they're trying to put me off.
To me, this explains all of his public breakdowns and why it seems the industry always takes back control of him, just like we're seeing now. Recently, after Kanye posted this picture, people have been claiming that Kanye has a serious substance issue, allegedly being addicted to laughing gas. This was revealed when a former employee of Kanye, Milo, came out and revealed that Kanye's dentist had got him hooked on laughing gas, claiming that Kanye was wasting tens of thousands of dollars on the substance. The dentist was revealed to be a Hollywood dentist who worked with many celebrities called Dr. Thomas P. Connelly. Allegedly, Dr. Thomas was providing Kanye with the gas at an alarming rate. Kanye even ended up hiring Dr. Thomas to work for him so he can allegedly have access to him and his gas 24/7. It's obvious to me that this man is another Harley sent to keep Kanye on substances, making him easier to control. Dr. Thomas is obviously his new handler. Kanye is one of the most influential people in the world. They would never let him be free because to them, that's risking way too much. They know that Kanye is holding on to his mind by the threads that are close to tearing. They want to make sure he doesn't say anything else that would expose them. This industry doesn't just want your soul, it also wants your mind, just like the rapper Prodigy said all those years back. Remember, they want to control these artists to control you, as if they can control the influencer, they can control who's being influenced. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.